Lisa is a Asian girl or Singaporean?
Yeah, you can search for Lisa JY Tan.
Oh.
And I think she's Singaporean.
Oh, Singaporean. Okay. She hosts the DeFi for Kernel?
Not really. We followed her book.
Oh, okay.
She wrote a book and we just studied chapters of it.
Oh.
She came and she gave a talk recently. And that's how we know her. So you can look at the tokenomics channel, jam-tokenomics.
I see.
I think that you would find that interesting, I think.
Okay.
It's not the boring side of finance.
Okay, cool. I think I have missed a lot of jams. I think I actually registered for many jams. But I think I missed a lot recently.
Same.
Yeah.
I'll catch up on. I think Ali recorded that series, so you won't miss it.
Cool. Any other interesting gems that you recommend? Like maybe Gamify or something. Do you find interesting?
It depends on what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's better to first understand what you like now I know that you hate finance, so that makes you more relatable.
Yeah. Have you read something that I wrote on Mira, like
about finance?
No, I don't think I read a lot about finance, but a lot of about tools for thoughts and related. Actually, I think my focus is pretty on like the combination between tools for thoughts and blockchain. I've written a lot of things about it. I don't know if you ROM research.
Yeah.
The note taking tool.
Yeah, I know the cult of ROM, like the people behind ROM. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you use it, or you are user or believer or something like?
No, I am not, but a lot of my friends are in that cult of Rome.
Okay.
The person who runs that account, I know that person.
Runs that account? You mean the founder, Connor?
No, Connor's friend who runs the cult of Rome. There's a whole Twitter account called the cult of Rome, in which all the...
The cult of Rome, the Rome cult. You know that person? Oh my God. Is he or she them?
I won't dox that person.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I was always wondering because we have like several chats before. He or she is pretty mystery or, you know, pretty interesting. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I've been always wondering, like, if certain like tools for thoughts can be combined with the blockchain, because you know ROM is a centralized tool, but it's a really powerful tool. I find it, you know, it is probably my favorite like product or, I am a believer in ROM, so. So I use it a lot. It occupies the majority of my day. I mean, I take notes. I'm almost doing like the work stuff and mostly not the very personal stuff on ROM research. I think it helped organize my thoughts very effectively. So I think I just want to want some you know combination between certain like the most powerful, maybe one of the most powerful feature of ROM research with the blockchain. So I've been sketching the word block reference, you know, certain word block reference system, because if you use ROM you will know the block reference function. You can easily call the block that you previously written and connect it to the current one. So I think because you can only do that in your own database, which is okay. I mean, you take all these notes and you connect your previous notes with the current one. But I think it would be more fun if we can put it into like a decentralized database, and we can connect maybe my block with your block, and we can create blocks maybe from anywhere, and then we call it while we write articles or write notes. Maybe on Miro, we can call these blocks from this, you know, decentralized thing. I just, you know, I find this kind of really interests me. So I want to hear maybe what's your thinking about it. If you have read my article or something.
Yeah, I mean, firstly, yeah, fascinating, because I mean, yeah, you and I think very similarly, and both of us like these tools for thought, like Chrome or Coda or like whichever ones people use. Most people do not appreciate how good they are. I try to use a VS Code extension, which does something similar. Yeah, Rome not being open source really is an issue for me at this point. I do appreciate what they are trying to do. I can recognize how powerful it would be if combined with like composable blocks, like me referencing Jesse's blog, Jesse referencing Andy's blog, and everyone just like combining the best of each other's content. So yeah, there's already work happening in that like area.
Mm-hmm.
And like luckily it's a kernel like KV5 fellow who's working on it. So
the portal?
Portal is the closest one. Matthew is the guy behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have talked to Matthew before, but is he building a protocol or an more like an application level stuff? Because last time when I talked to him, he was not sure which like infrastructure he would like to use in terms of blockchain.
Yeah. I mean, I met him 3 days back. He has pivoted to building like a Discord plugin. So
Discord
application layer.
Okay.
Discord, yeah. To support Discord communities. Mm-hmm. And so that's what he's raising money for right now.
Okay.
Like a web interface which connects with your Discord community and manages all these like blocks for different tasks. So
I see.
So yeah, he's already done that. And yeah, there's one more person in KB5 who has worked on Notion, like who was an engineer at Notion as well as like many of these like tools for thought that people use.
Okay.
So these two would be the closest ones.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, yeah, there are more such efforts going on.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is called lobby.so. So you can go to wiki.lobby.so.
Yeah, can you tap it for me? Thank you.
There's just so many links in my brains.
Your brain really powerful. You
Rome,
connect a lot
my
of
brain
things.
Is a Rome database.
Yeah.
I think this one, check if that link works. I think the person, Wilson is the guy behind this, Wilson Hobbs.
Mm-hmm.
So Wilson was in KB4 and he's building like a Wikipedia version of Web3, which has similar things where you can reference other articles, where you can create like whole encyclopedias, like knowledge bases.
Mm-hmm.
For communities. So they are also like in a pretty advanced stage right now, so you can definitely like check out their code and check what they have been doing.
Okay.
They're almost 7, 8 months old now, so yeah, they would have made a lot of progress. So these are the ones. And then, yeah.
So my thinking is actually, I think maybe I can do like a mirror plugin because what I think is more suitable for my own case because I cannot speak of other people's like use cases. I find myself like to use certain like citation system or block reference system is that when I write articles or when I synthesize stuff it's more like especially when I read books because I read a lot of books so I do a lot of cross reference when I read that book it reminds me of another book but I actually very curious about the specific part of the book without losing its context. I mean, this part is actually has its own identity, right? The unique ID with certain metadata like the book title, the author, the specific page, right? So I just want to, make certain feeling of connections, if for the product. If the product can enable certain, just connections between the specific part of the book or the specific part of the book with another book. I mean, just this
I
kind
get
of
it. Yeah.
connection and the second step maybe is to build these blocks to make these blocks together. So we need a place to write, right? So I think of maybe mirror is a good choice for call these blocks and build these blocks in one place, I guess.
Yeah. Firstly, I like the idea of cross references, and mostly because researchers do that a lot. And yeah, I work primarily as a researcher, so we do that with research papers all the time. And yeah, so the tools so far have been like Zotero or like closed source tools like Mendeley and all that. So I would suggest that Mirror is a great place to start because it desperately lacks a lot of tooling to start with. And also like simple things like search. I can't even search for most things in Mirror unless like friends have shared it. So yeah, if you want to go down that rabbit hole, Research Rabbit is another kernel project which you should definitely check out. They have built out most of these tools already. So they have like a knowledge graph of research papers connecting each other and all that. And they are in pretty advanced stages right now. So definitely talk to like Mike and Krishna.
Oh,
And
you
you
mean the
can.
girl or and the boy
Not the
from
girl, both of them are guys.
they're from D Sign, right? D Signs.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I've talked to Mike and yeah, I talked to him. Yeah, the topic maybe is not right. I talked to him that I'm curious about neuroscience.
What?
It's
How did
weird.
you?
Because he I think his major is he's a neuroscience PhD or right?
No, I'm
No?
not.
Oh, okay. I maybe mistake. I missed it.
Did you talk to the right Mike? There's another Mike who is a neuroscientist. So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, it's not that embarrassing if you got that Mike instead of this Mike.
So what will you suggest me to consult them with? Maybe the research method or the research, how they do process research.
Like their tooling, like they already have a product which they want to build.
Oh.
But what
Was
you can like first like ask and talk to them about is this is what I want to build. Like this is the kind of knowledge graph, like a composable linking mechanism that you want to build for like online content like Mirror. So they have a few features which you will find interesting. So definitely like check out their tool. I think they can even give you an access to like their alpha version.
Oh, they haven't
So
released.
can
Okay,
you,
okay.
yeah, they have released it already. So Krishnan, for example, he has worked at Twitter and LinkedIn and like all these places with huge like networks of information linking each other. So
Wow,
you'll get,
you're
yeah, so
incredible.
you'll
I
get
mean,
that out. Yeah. So definitely talk to those two people. Yeah, let me know if you want to like connect in a more specific context.
yeah.
But yeah, that should be like the first step to just talk to people who have already built this out.
Oh, okay.
And in parallel, like just start playing with a plugin of your own. Like, can you link your own posts easily? So I think it comes down to how usable it is, because Rome makes it very easy to just like link any block. Like the easiness is a part of why Rome is so successful.
Yes.
Otherwise, you can always use like links to the post and do like Notion or any other system. So you have these linking features in all these apps, but Rome makes it extremely easy
Simple,
to
yeah.
just like stitch together two different like pieces of content. So yeah, it's a user experience like challenge, first of all, to like understand if you're linking a block, then where have you indexed? Where are you maintaining that index, which you can quickly just show to the user and they can quickly add. And do I need to have read that article? So if I'm linking Jesse's article, do I need to have read that previously in order to link it? Or can I search for it while I'm linking? Something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a usability thing as well. Because I'm curious, how do you do that for books? Like, how do you do that? Like, if you like the book, with examples, like, what are the last two books that you did this for?
The last two books that I did reference cross-reference.
Yes.
Because recently I read to a book called The Order of Time, and another one is Your Brain is a Time Machine. So both of the book is related to time, brain, computation of the brain, or something related to neuroscience, the neurons, brains, time, those concepts. I call it concepts, hashtag. No? Yeah. Yeah, hashtag. So,
Hashtags.
yeah. So these are all the like very similar concepts, mentioning throughout these two books in different parts. I can feel it. It's really similar. Like they talk about different seemingly different things, but actually very similar things, and they can be like cross reference, and then put it into you can put those blocks actually under the same concept, just as a draw in that article. When we can actually abstract some common hashtags, the concepts, and then we can see that like they are talking about very similar stuff, but in different parts of the book. And then we can maybe we can connect different books through this way, under certain concepts, and we can see the the connection. I find this is really what I'm interested in, because when we read a book, we actually be referred to another book. When I read The Order of Time, actually The Order of Time referred me to the your brain's time machine, and when I read Your Brain is a Time Machine, maybe it refers me to the universe in a nutshell by Stephen Hawking or something like that. So actually, yeah, this part, we do not, I don't think we necessarily have to read the books, all of the content. We do not have to. We do not have the time, and we do not have the energy to go through, you know, all of this content from a book. But we want to understand certain concept. Like for me, I want to understand like the memory, right? I have some questions about memories, or the memories and the relationship of memory and maybe the brain, right? So I will. I want to form a understanding, you know, around this concept, but not specifically. I have to read the three books, and then I actually, it's very, yeah, it's kind of not the thing that I want. So my point is, I think there are like we can actually unbundle the books into blocks and connect those blocks together and with each other to form certain understanding of the con certain concepts better. So it's actually like a decentralized Wikipedia, because you see how Wikipedia actually doing. It has a concept at the top, right? And you go through the concept. It's actually a consensus. It's a consensus of knowledge. But we can have like a decentralized you know, with different context from different books. I think books is a legit medium, because it secures certain quality of things. We can also do that maybe for essays or papers or something. But I think books is have more context. I mean, essays is like very straight medium, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, first of all, I was just lost in those recommendations because I like that genre a lot. And yeah, I've felt that quite a few times when reading nonfiction, that it eventually like begins to generalize into certain similar concepts which keep getting repeated again and again. So yeah, if you're familiar with how search engines work, they essentially do the same thing. They create those hashtag and like create an index corresponding to that. So whenever you search for memory, so let's say you're Google searching for memory, and all the books linking like that concept will show up. That is how Google Books also work. So that is a solved problem. It's easy to do. And there are many ways to implement that kind of search, like in a group of links. So that does not require like much human input. I think what you are suggesting is that the user can add their own tags, like they can supervise this like whole approach sometime if they want to, but otherwise this should also happen on its own. Yeah, so you should definitely talk to Krishnan because he has worked on such kinds of search and is implementing that in Research Rabbit. Like whenever you search for research papers, those kinds of similar papers which have a similar like they call it a similarity score. All the articles with a similarity score that is nearby to each other, they get like prioritized before other articles. So yeah, you can definitely start with that.
Wow.
Like treating it like a search problem rather than a tagging problem. And then once you have like search plus Wikipedia-like features, then you have like a pretty good product. So I think that's what Mirror is lacking right now. Search as well as like just simply tagging
Okay.
and referencing other articles.
Yeah. So besides Mirror, I also think about because I'm not really a tech person, so but when I read and I was learning Ceramic Network is actually it's IDX, the decentralized database, like the certain structure. Do you think that's relevant for this case? Because what they are building is like identity protocol, like you can actually control like your data generated. Actually, what we are just doing is data generating process, right? And if we can maintain such kind of thing under our own control, like maybe it's different from just purely the search engine has been doing.
Yeah, so Ceramic is useful for Dataverse like applications, which because you're generating data, and that is where you need to identify that data and use like decentralized identifiers, which IDX and Ceramic like offer. But in this case, like firstly, Ceramic is not very like convenient to use. Like I'm sure if you guys have tried creating your own like ceramic schemas and like doing both things, it's not easy. Like right now, you have to run your own ceramic instance and easy to set up and do all that. So their advertising and marketing is really good that they want to solve like decentralized identity, but yeah, their implementation is still quite lacking. So yeah, you can start with like you don't need to start with a decentralized approach from the beginning. You need Ceramic when you need to like store people's identities or identities of like unique concepts. But in this case, you will be running into like millions or billions of identities, like memory, then like plasticity, and like so many things. You would have billions of concepts easily. So yeah, I'm not sure if Ceramic is capable of holding that amount because it's meant for people firstly, like
Ah, it's meant for people.
having like a person's identity replicated across different crypto networks. That's what Ceramic started out with. And yeah, of course you can use it for other things, but you have to like firstly like talk at a design level with like the people that I mentioned, like Krishnan, for example, like Krishnan in particular, because he's like that kind of an engineer from a tech background who understands design well and who can understand your problem and really break it down. So yeah, I think talking to him would be helpful. And there's also like DID efforts, like decentralized identity efforts for like DeSci. Like scientific papers have a specific ID. So similarly, these efforts are going on with like IPFS like projects like IPLD and IPLB. Like there are these different projects that are going on which try to solve like that same thing. So yeah, there's a lot of similar things that are happening in the space. So it's more important to focus on what you like want to build and like doing the design stage of it first, and then like opening it up for a big platform like Mirror where anyone can try that feature out instead of people coming to your site and using it. Yeah, so you should just like use Mirror to start with. So yeah, Mirror is one example. You can also like do it for existing research papers, for example. So So most of the research papers are open source. Most of them already cite each other. So there will be similar concepts that are repeated. So you have a lot of structured information there which you can use. So that's why ResearchRabbit or something like Lobby, which is working on like these knowledge bases, would be like helpful for you to like frame your arguments better.
Okay, I see. Wow, that's really awesome information. Can you introduce Christian to me? Like, you know him, right?
Krishnan,
Cool.
I will do that.
And Mike is from design, right? Mike.
Mike Ma is his name.
Oh.
I think you talked to Mike Ørstold. I think that's the Mike you talked to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Okay, I think yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. And I think maybe I can talk to these two guys and then I'll be in touch with you again, like to see what I maybe synchronized.
Yeah, I'm very excited that we are wrapping up KB5 and you already have plans to like build something new like beyond this
Yeah,
like eight
actually,
hours.
I'm from previously we are like registered in kernel as a team in Dataverse, right?
Yeah, Steven and Josephine, along with and all three of you have different ideas. I like that.
And you're so helpful and you're so nice. I mean, oh, thank you. Thank you, Sid.
Thanks.